Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam
Crowley. Hello, what is up, champion? Doing simple better. Man, oh man, I love that. I'm going to take it, own it, run with it. I heard it on a podcast from a guy named Trevor Moad being interviewed in the Jim Rome show. So shout out. I want to give credit where credit's due. Trevor, amazing. He is a performance coach and just works with Russell Wilson and all of these quarterback of the Seattle Seahawks and all these other, you know, college coaches and athletes. But man, he nailed it. Those three words right there resonated with me. I was listening to it yesterday when I was doing some of this backbreaking landscaping work. Hey guys, careful what you wish for. When the weather turns nice in the Northeast and Midwest, these colder areas, and you get that honeydew list that's been building up over the past 90 days or 4 months or so, careful, man. That weather hits, it's like, hey, remember you said you were gonna... So that's what I was doing. But as I do a lot of times when I'm doing a lot of landscaping, things like that around the backyard, mowing the lawn, things like that, I listen to podcasts. So I'm not just a podcast creator. I'm a podcast consumer. And I want to talk to you about this, man. It shook me. It rocked my world. I love it. Doing simple better. How many times have you found yourself getting all caught up in needing to know, you know, the ins and outs about everything? You know, let's take what I talk about all the time, you know, building that message online, whether it's creating a podcast or some sort of video or just a really simple funnel with a landing page, a thank you page and all that good stuff. But then you find yourself going off in 1,000 different directions. Got to get a Facebook business page. You know, I got to go live on Facebook. Got to get a video camera. Got to get a light. And then I got to learn Instagram and got to post there and I got to use 25 hashtags and then I got to go, you know, friend and unfriend people, have them follow me. And, you know, then I got to go do LinkedIn. Can't forget about LinkedIn, you know, got to be out there where all the professionals are, because I was on a webinar last month and some lady was telling me about the power of LinkedIn. And you end up going in 1,000 different directions. And what happens? You know what happens. You do this. I do. We all do it. I mean, you know, one of the things I've found in entrepreneurship and the thousands of entrepreneurs that I've met over the years is we all seem to have this DNA woven throughout, you know, all of us, the same strand. It's about, you know, look at that. Look at that. I got to do that. Look at that. Whoa. You know, we all, the latest software, just, you can embed video in an email. Let me go buy that for $49 a month. I can embed video in all my emails and you never use it. You know, it's like entrepreneurs are so creative thinking that very few of us have the discipline when we first get started to just say, okay, I'm going to stay in this lane and I'm going to drive safely with my hands on the wheel at 10 and 2, and I'm going to make sure that I get this baby where it needs to get to very safely. You know, we don't do that. You know, we want the latest and greatest software, or we saw this training and that training, and it ends up just blowing up. You know what I mean? So I just think it's pretty funny that the very thing that makes us so great as entrepreneurs is that we're creative and we're able to really pivot, you know, especially if you're running a lean, mean marketing machine. It's not you and 100 different people doing an agency. Maybe it's just you. You can pivot quickly and go launch a product or, you know, do something, shoot a video, a piece of content right away. You don't have to ask permission. You don't got to run it by everybody. But the downside of being in that entrepreneurial game is, man, look at that. Look at that, you know. But I'll tell you, before I heard that message from Trevor Moad about doing simple better, I was already kind of buying into that philosophy. I'm really, really interested in working with people in a really intimate environment to help them get from point A to point B, to get off of this kind of, you know, where they've just kind of, they're stuck, you know, to get off the schneid there, as we like to say, just get going, get unstuck. and create momentum with a really crystal clear message. And that involves launching their podcast for them, building out their speaker presentation for them if they have an interest in speaking on stage or even in front of 10 people at their own, you know, workshop, something along those lines. And just all of that, how to talk to people on the phone, how to really convey what your message is so crystal clear that everybody can understand it. That's simple to understand, you know? And then I say, hey, go to my calendar, book a call. I'm going to call you. We're going to mastermind. I mean, that's really clear, very simple. And I want to get better at doing that. You know, that's what I want to do. I want to do simple, better. My talent is creating a really robust, engaging message with just a seed of an idea. That's my talent. I mean, God gave me that talent and that's what I got, you know? And I'm able to speak pretty good, so I do a podcast, you know, which is, I guess that's all subjective. Somebody might say, pretty good, Crowley, what are you talking about, man? You stutter like a maniac out there. Well, I'm doing the best I can, man, with the skills that I've been given to work with. So that should empower you, though, to say, okay, I've got, and don't say you don't have a skill set. That's not true at all. It might be buried under layers of people and events that have tried to shape you into thinking that you don't have a gift to give. That's just the devil's work, man. That's just the enemy trying to pile on top of you, saying, who do you think you are? You can't do this. You know, I've been there, man. It's not a fun place to be, but you can crawl out from underneath that dirt. You know, if you're going to plant something really special, what do you got to do? Throw a bunch of dirt on it, right? So if you've had a bunch of dirt thrown on top of you, you've been planted. You've been planted, my friend. And so now it's time for you to grow. You know, so how do you water that plant? Well, you tap into shows like what you're listening to right now, the Everyday Saturday podcast, and other inspirational topics from people who have been where you want to go. I'm not here to solve your life problems. I'm here to get you from point A, which is no movement, no momentum, very little momentum, a lack of clarity on your message, to getting you to point B, where you've got really great momentum and an amazing message that you can take and monetize anywhere, any place, anytime. Whether that's like Luke Madeus making $27,000 in your first 30 days with your podcast, whether that's like Dr. Liz making $7,500 from a 10-person workshop she did in her office one day after hours, you know, whether that's people I've trained to speak on stage that have made 10, 20. Angeline, you heard her on the podcast, made 11 grand the first time she spoke. So it doesn't matter where you are right now. What matters is that you're teachable, trainable, you're coachable, and you're not dead. And I know you're not dead because you're listening to this podcast. You may feel like you're dead. Some days you may wish you were. Unfortunately, we have a lot of people in the world like that. But I'm telling you right now, your best days, you got to hear me on this, man. This isn't just platitude, motivational bull crap. Your best days haven't even happened yet. And listen, you're hearing from a guy that was in the middle of a bankruptcy when I launched this podcast. Everybody laughing at me. I quit my job. I could have stayed with the company and had millions and millions of dollars, especially after this stock market ride from 2008 to present has just, I think the market has quadrupled, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, the market has quadrupled since the crash of 2008. Had I stayed, I probably had $300,000-$400,000 in my 401k at the time. Had I stayed, I'd have $2 to $3 million compound interest, maybe $5 million somewhere in a retirement. None of that's there anymore. I fired through all my 401k, everything. I took it all down to zero to just to keep the wheels on the Everyday Saturday train because I had it. I had no credit back in 2005, 6, 7, 8, 9. Nobody would lend me any money. I had to dive into all that stuff. And I knew all the penalties that went with it. I knew it, but that's what I'm talking about. If you're not willing to go broke, and don't mismanage this message. I'm not telling you to go broke, especially if you got kids. You got to be responsible. But if you're not willing, like I don't know anyone more dangerous than somebody just doesn't care anymore. And that's the point I was at. I didn't care anymore. And that's when I became dangerous. I became dangerous because I didn't care if I went broke. I'd already gone bankrupt, so I already absorbed the ridicule of it all, the mental part. The only thing left was to just take all my money, and that was it. And I always figured, well, you know what? I could go get a job, you know, someplace, work at a Home Depot. I don't know. I'll figure it out. And I think that's when you become most dangerous, is when you give up what society thinks about you. You don't care what the world thinks about you. You're not here for somebody else's opinions, because somebody else's opinions sure as hell don't pay your bills. You're here to live your best life, and you're here to help other people with integrity and to serve other people humbly And I still work on all that stuff. I don't have all that figured out, you know. I still don't. I'm trying to really use, and I'm really, man, I am on fire for God, and I'm really trying to figure out what he wants me to do specifically. But right now, until I hear either the audible word of God or until I get a sign about this, I am here to serve the messenger, the person that was in the situation I was in back in the day when I'm like, does anybody even get me? Like, does anybody understand? I don't want a job. I don't want a job. I just don't want a job. Is anybody else feel? Because I didn't hang around anybody who felt that way. They all bitched about their job, but they didn't do anything about it, you know? And then I started just engaging with people on the internet and these forums. Back then, there wasn't Facebook. It wasn't even MySpace, I don't think, when I first got started. It was just these forums where I'm like, it's like, you know, being in the underground world. It's like, oh, yeah, you get it. You get it. You read Rich Dad, Poor Dad. You read Think and Grow Rich. You read Richest Man in Babylon. You know, you read The Psychology of Winning. Oh, my God. That's holy cow. I don't know anybody that read all those books. So that's what you need to understand. You got to do simple better. All right. Take your talent. Talent. Take one talent you have. For me, it's speaking. For you, it might be speaking. For you, it might be, you know, basket weaving. It doesn't matter. What matters is you do it better. You get better at communicating that. You get better at sharing that message with people. Because once you're on fire, what happens, man? People will travel for miles around to watch you burn, baby. And that's what it's all about. So keep it simple. Don't make it complicated. You don't got to learn all these different pieces of software, man. You know what's funny? Like I said, anybody can build a website, a sales funnel. Anybody can run Facebook ads in it. And we do all of that for you when you come on board as a client. One of the packages, we do it all. All of that is done for you so you can focus on your message. Even your podcast we launch for you. All of that is done for you because I know. The one thing I do know, I don't know a lot. I know one thing. If your message isn't good, it doesn't matter if you get 10,000 people go to your website. They're all leaving because they don't even get what you're saying or you haven't said it clearly enough. That's the power of it. So get on my calendar, go to launchwithsam.com so I can call you. We can get that message launched. And just remember, do simple better. All right? Fired up. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.